We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Amy Menefee, Director of Communications at the Galen Institute, one of the nation's leading healthcare policy organizations. We want to get her thoughts today as President-elect Barack Obama officially names, as we've known for a while he would, Tom Daschle, the former Senate Majority Leader, as the next Secretary of Health and Human Services and his point man on health care reform. So what did we learn from the press conference today about the agenda this new administration will take on this pivotal subject? And Amy, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
One of the interesting things we saw today from Tom Daschle is that he said this would be a good administration for employers who wouldn't have to worry about covering insurance policies for many of their workers. So what kind of agenda does he have in store here?
Well, you know, like you said, we've known about this nomination for a while now, and so everyone's been jumping on it and looking specifically at Daschle's book, which is called Critical, referring to, of course, critical care, and that's been his kind of outline of what he wants healthcare reform to look like. And the major point in that book and in his plan is the creation of a health board, which would function a lot like the Federal Reserve, from what he has said. And it's interesting because he says he wants to, and a lot of other people have said, that they would like to insulate and isolate the people on that board from political pressure. However, they would also be appointed by the president. So it's one of those situations where, you know, we're saying one thing, but it's also going to have that political component to it. And so this is one of his big pieces in his plan. Now, I thought what was interesting probably today, actually the most interesting thing to me, was that he was naming Daschle as what he called, what Obama called, the architect of the plan. And we already knew that he would be the one trying to shepherd it through. He's got, you know, legislative leadership experience, as well as being now in Health and Human Services, being in the cabinet. So he would have a very unique role there. And of course, he's also been named director of the White House Office of Health Reform. Not exactly sure what that's going to look like, but he specifically said he's going to be the architect of this reform campaign by the administration. And so looking then at his idea for the Federal Health Board, you know, I'm thinking that's going to play a much bigger role perhaps than we thought it might.
Does the board then, in his vision of what reform would look like, then craft the policy that would lead to more coverage across the board, which is, of course, what Barack Obama talked about a lot in the campaign trailer? Would that manifest itself in a different way?
Well, I think obviously he's going to be having some discussions now with legislators and with others on the transition team to determine exactly what kind of a form that would take. We know that obviously the Obama health plan looks, you mentioned employers, and the Obama health plan has been laid out as something that would make coverage universal and more, quote-unquote, affordable. And now how that would impact the insurance market that we have right now, if the original Obama plan were to go into effect, employers would be trying to offload their workers possibly onto the new government plan, because that was a huge piece of Obama's plan. So to see if we have a new government insurance plan, which of course would be funded by taxpayers, to see if we have that come into being along with this board, I think that the board would then have to oversee, you know, this new we would have a huge new market. It would completely revolutionize the marketplace for health insurance. And when you kind of equate that with the Federal Reserve and how it has domain over, you know, the rest of the marketplace, basically, all of the financial workings and everything. Of course, the current events not really giving people a lot of confidence in these kinds of institutions, I don't think.
Real quickly, Amy, about 30 seconds or so left, you mentioned the current economic crisis, and obviously any sort of widespread healthcare reform is going to carry a pretty enormous price tag. How much do you think this is forcing the new administration either to scale back or to really rethink how they're going to go about this?
It's interesting that you mentioned that, because just today I saw an article about Senator Baucus, who has also put forward his plan for reform, and he was saying that he wants to put things like some money for health IT and SCHIP, which is the state children's health insurance program, reauthorization money, into an economic stimulus package. And the reason that he wants to do that is because he doesn't think there will be the same restrictions on the amount of spending that there might be in a later health care reform bill. And I find that very interesting. You know, he's saying, hey, let's put this into a bill where we may not be forced to account for where all the money is going to come from.
Amy, unfortunately, that'll have to be the last word. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Amy Menefee is Director of Communications at the Galen Institute, located just outside Washington. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Remember to get the best of Dateline Washington 24/7 on our website, dateline.radioamerica.org. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.